One of the most fundamental and basic elements of what it means to be a Jew, the Gemara says in Yevamos Daf Ayin Tes Amud Aleph, is that somebody has to have a sense of busha. A person has to know that there are times in life when embarrassment should be something that is uncomfortable for us, when one is shamed or inhibited. So the Gemara says there in Yevamos, Harachmanim, Habayshanim, Vigom Lechasadim, that three of the hallmark characteristics of the Jewish people are that we are Rachmanim, we are people who are merciful. Now obviously there are many kind-hearted individuals outside of the Jewish community as well. But as a whole, we are supposed to be Rachmanim, we are supposed to be number two, Baishanim, we should be embarrassed, we should have some shame. Vigom lechasadim. And says the Gemara, Kol sheyesh bo shlosa simanim halalu, roi lihidavek bu'umazu. Somebody who has these three outstanding characteristics belongs a part of the Jewish community. This is the definition of what it means to be a Jew. And the Medrash writes the same. Shalosh matanas tovas nasana kodesh baruch hu Yisrael al har Sinai. There were three great gifts that the Ribono shel Olam bestowed upon the Jewish people on the occasion of har Sinai. Ve'eluhein, and these are they. Baishanim, rachmanim, v'gom lechasadim. Now, how do you know that that was given to us at har Sinai? So the Medrash writes, we learn it from the psukim there that lead up to the event of Mamon har Sinai. We are told in a few different ways that we were given these gifts. That's what the Medrash writes. And similarly, the Mishnah writes in Pirkei Avos, Boshes panim legan Eden, that somebody who lives a life of humility, somebody who lives a life of shame, not that you should shame yourself all the time, that you are appropriately shamed of yourself when things go wrong, says the Mishnah that that is a ticket to Gan Eden. So one of the most fundamental Musar Svarim that we have, it's unknown exactly who the author is of this Musar Sefer, the Archos Tzadikim. It's assumed that it was written already in the 1400s, but the author was not really clearly known for many, many generations. So there he writes when he discusses Midas Habusha, he says a very interesting characteristic of this Mida, which has a lot to do with this time of year. So he writes, Midas Habusha hi geder gadol mechitzas habarza lifnei kol ha'averus. He says that when one lives with this understanding of busha, that is a way to protect oneself, that is a way to safeguard oneself from violating an avera. Ki adam over kama averus beseser, mashem is bayish lasos bifnei bnei adam. There are many things we all know that we would violate in private, in isolation, when I'm alone at home, when it's just me and nobody else around. There are certain things I would do, and if there were other people with me, I certainly would not have the busha. I would be too embarrassed to do this activity, whatever it is that I'm doing right now. Aval hamayla ha'elyona mimidas habushahu, writes the Orchos Tzadikim. Naturally, we feel uncomfortable when we are in front of other people. We speak differently, perhaps we act differently, we make different choices. But here he says, the greatest level of them all is she'izbayish lefnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That a person should understand that the greatest level of busha that we should have is from the Ribono shel Olam himself, not just from other human beings. Like the Gemara says, one of the Amoraim gave a bracha to his students, that we should have Mora Shamayim should be similar to the Mora Basar Vadam. We should understand that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is involved in everything that we do, and therefore we shouldn't be embarrassed, as if there's somebody else in the room with us, as if there's somebody else who's watching, and Ayin Roe Ve'ozen Shomaz at all times. And here he says, Ve'im Techshav, and maybe you will think, Eich Ez Bayesh Mimi She'eno Ro'eu Be'enai. How could I be embarrassed from an entity, from a being, from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who is indiscernible, who is disguised, from a God who is invisible to me? Why should I be ashamed from him? And he explains, Be'emes Atat Sarich Ladas, we all need to know, Afal Pisha HaKadosh Baruch Hu Nela Me'enei Kol Chai, even though it is true that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is concealed, and we are not able to fully sense his presence at all times in our life, still he says, Achu nimtza b'levavos v'nigla b'machshavos. The Ribono shel Olam is a part of every aspect of our lives. And therefore he says, that is the greatest level of busha. Obviously we are ashamed when we're in front of others, but the greatest madrega, the highest level, is when a person understands I should be ashamed, not because of other people, but because of HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself. And yet, even though busha is such a hallmark characteristic of what a Jew is all about, even though busha is the way that we have this relationship, or are supposed to have a relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, understanding that we should be humiliated and shamed when we do something in his presence that is beneath our own dignity, Yet we find that there are times in life when we are supposed to ignore, when we are supposed to overlook and overcome this sense of busha and this sense of embarrassment. And by that, I refer to the very first siman in Shulchan Aruch, where the Rama writes in Siman Aleph, Seif Aleph, the following very important halacha. Lo yizbayish mipnei bnei adam hamalegim alav ba'avodas Hashem yizbarach. Don't be embarrassed. Don't be apologetic. Don't be hesitant. Don't be ashamed when you want to serve the Ribono Shel Olam and there are other people around you who are laughing. So you've ever been to a get-together and somebody gets up and says, you know, I got to run out to Mincha. And the other people around us say, we're having such a good time, you'll figure out when to daven Mincha. You'll make time later. And then, as we all know, the time comes and the time goes and it misses the Shkia and it's not his fault. He wanted to go daven and everybody was laughing at him. Whose fault is that? Says the Rama, Lo yisbayish adam epnei hamaligim alav. You want to do the right thing and you want to go daven and you want to do whatever it is that you know HaKadosh Baruch Hu expects of you to do. Don't be ashamed, don't be embarrassed because you are the misfit in the room. Don't feel that just because everybody else is laughing at you, just because everybody else is mocking you, that should not be something that is an obstacle to you. That is what we need to learn to overcome. So in this case, he says, busha is something that we need to be able to ignore, although it's such a natural part of our instinct to be embarrassed from what other people see us doing and they don't approve of our behavior. We need sometimes to be able to have the strength to overlook what other people feel. And the Ramchal, in his very important Sefer Mesilas Yesharim, the Mesilas Yesharim was written in the 1700s, he describes what he feels are various obstacles throughout the course of life in our proper service of God. And he writes, there's one obstacle, there's two, and then he says the third one is Hamafsid Ashlishi Hu HaChevra. He says sometimes the greatest deterrent and the greatest obstacle that we have to do the right thing is our friends, is our chevra. Kihine anachnu roim pa'amim rabos afilu achar shenis ames etzel ha'adam chovas ha'avoda v'hazihiris ba. Even sometimes, he says, when somebody has a moment of clarity, and I understand that this is what I'm supposed to do, this is the way I'm supposed to act, yisrapem imenu. He says sometimes you don't end up doing it. Why is that? Because he said, kidei shelo yilagu alav chaverav, o kidei lehisarev imahem, because I know that I'm going to have to suffer the consequence. So we're all watching the football game, and I realize that there's an ad on the TV that I should not be looking at, and I realize that there's something that I should not be involved with, and I ask those who are with me to please shut it off, and all of them are laughing at me, and all of them are ridiculing me, even though I had a moment of clarity where I knew what the right thing to do was. Even though I knew this is not where we belong, and this is what we're supposed to be doing, and this is not what we're supposed to be doing, says the Mesilas Yesharim, often the greatest deterrent in doing the right thing is because somebody wants to fit in. It's my busha that kicks in. It's my embarrassment in the wrong direction. And therefore, he says, this is something that we need to think about very carefully. He gives the following mashal, the following parable, and he writes, V'yachsha b'daito. If you have difficulty, as we all do, this is natural for a person to have difficulty overlooking what their friends are going to think and feel about them. He says, Yachsha b'daito. Think to yourself. Kilule hayalo laharviach mamon harbe. What if you had the opportunity to make a lot of money? You were in some kind of position at work and you have the opportunity to get to a place where you're able to really do well. Would you stop doing whatever it was that you are pursuing because your friends are laughing at you? I always think about this when you have students who are in college, so many people laugh off the whole college experience and they make a joke out of it. And you always have that guy who's in pre-med, who's taking every course seriously. He knows that every grade counts and he knows that he wants to get into the best medical schools and he's the only serious one in the whole group. And all the friends are laughing at him, but who has the last laugh? In the end of the day, when he becomes a doctor and he's saving lives and he's doing tremendous things for the world, he knows that all that laughing that his friends were doing was wrong. And he knows that he had the strength to do the right thing and to stand up. Says the Mesilas Yesharim, think about it that way. If you are able to do something very powerful in your own life, you're able to go after your own ambitions, would you stop just because your friends are going to laugh at you? That's not the way you would govern any other aspect of life. And therefore he says, if you know kol shekein shelo yirtza la'abid nishmasam apnei alag, if you know that you can make a tremendous difference in your spiritual way of life, and the only thing that will hold you back is because you see there are others who ridicule, there are others who mock you, there are others who don't appreciate the decisions that you're making, will you allow that to get in your way? Will you allow that to stop you if you know with clarity that it is the right thing? And the Rambam says, don't feel that this is an easy feat. Derech b'yaso shela adam, writes the Rambam in Hilchos Deos. It is natural for a person, lios nimshach b'deosav v'vimasav achareyav v'chaveyrav. The Rambam says, it is normal for a person to always want to fit in to whatever it is that the norm of their community or their friends considers to be the norm. And the Fikach, he says, Sarach Adam lehischaber letzadikim, veleishev etzel hachachamim tamid. Therefore, the Rambam says, he suggests that you should choose carefully who your community is going to be, who your friends are going to be, because the natural phenomenon, the natural response of a person is to always put themselves in close proximity to those who are around them and to always want to fit in as much as they can. And therefore, the Rambam says, because that is natural for us, we need to do something to preempt that, like the Pasuk says in Mishlei, Holech el Chachamim Yechkam. So the Rambam asks, somebody who goes to a Chacham will become smart? Is that the way it works? If I stand next to Albert Einstein, I'll become a genius? Is that really true? Obviously, we know that's not what happens. But rather, he writes, it's Mashal Lechanusel Shel Bosem. The Medrash says, somebody who walks into a perfume shop and you buy nothing because everything is beyond your budget, everything is too expensive. When you walk out from all of your shopping, from all of your looking around, even though you have nothing in your bag, even though you have nothing in the cart, you will still smell good because you spend time in a place that smells good. And the Rambam writes, that is the general attitude that he suggests for life. Holech el chachamim yechkam. That's what Shlomo HaMelech means. It's not that by osmosis I'll become smart, but if those are the people that I surround myself with, if those are the people that influence my decision-making process, then I know that I am destined for growth, I am destined for great things, because I would want to make sure that I fit in with them. That, says the Rambam, is the way it works. And the reason why I thought about this week is because when we read Parshas Ki Tzetzeh, there's a whole lot going on in our Parsha, many different mitzvos, but one of them that we are reminded of in this week's Parsha is the mitzvah of shatnez, and you're not allowed to have certain garments are not allowed to be worn when they have wool and linen woven together. The Gemara Maseches Brachos has a famous discussion, a fascinating one, about personal shame versus my obligation toward Avodas Hashem. What am I supposed to do, says the Gemara, if I find that I'm walking in the middle of the street, in the middle of the public square, and I see that now I am wearing a beged of shatnez? What is my obligation? Am I supposed to go so far as to humiliate myself because HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants me to, because I'm not allowed to wear shatnez? And remind yourself that when the Gemara describes this situation, it's not like today where I have perhaps a coat, a sweater, and a shirt, and an undershirt, and a whole bunch of layers. We're talking about in the times of the Gemara when you had nothing. All you had was one article of clothing, and if you would take it off because it was shatnez, you would be terribly humiliated. And yet the Gemara says you have an obligation to do that. Why is that the case? Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu expects that of us. And says the Gemara, it's true that midas habusha, that being embarrassed and being ashamed, is a hallmark characteristic of the Jewish people, but at the same time, there are aspects in life where we need to be able to overlook our own busha. There are aspects in our life where we need to be able to overcome that natural sense of embarrassment. And this is what the Pasuk says in Yechezkel when describing Avram Avinu. Echad haya Avram. It says Avram Avinu was echad. What does it mean? He was the only person in the world? Of course not. There were millions of people in the world. Avram Avinu was echad because he was not embarrassed. He was not ashamed to be an echad, to be alone, to be himself. Avram ha'ivri. On the other side, everybody else, kula mitzad echad v'avram ha'ivri mitzad ha'sheni. He was always on the other end, showing the world that he can live his life, and I won't be embarrassed of all of you. And yes, I'm going to believe in monotheism. I will believe in a God, even though nobody else in my generation thinks that I'm doing the right thing. I will have the strength and the fortitude to do that anyway. And David HaMelech writes the same thing. Va'adabra neged melachim velo evosh. David HaMelech says, when you have kings who get together, and they talk about very important things, and they're all discussing politics and world policy and very important issues, Dvar ma'om de meruma shalolam, said David HaMelech, every time I walked into the room, I wasn't embarrassed. I came as a proud Jew. I said a Dvar Torah. I wore my yarmulke. I wore my tzitzis. No problem at all. Nothing about that was embarrassing to me. Va'adabra neged melachim velo evosh. I was talking to the great leaders of the world, and I still wasn't embarrassed because I'm proud of what I stand for. Those are my principles, and that's exactly what the Gemara says we learn from this mitzvah of shatnez. That is our obligation that we have. Sometimes HaKadosh Baruch Hu has an expectation of us, and although it's going to make others laugh off our practice, it's going to make others mock the way that we behave, we still have an obligation, as the Rama writes in Simen Aleph, Seif Aleph, Lo yisbayish mepnei bnei adam hamalgim alav. That can never be the determining factor in how we make decisions in life. It cannot just be based on how everybody will perceive the activity that we're involved in. It has to be the objective truth. It has to be the objective right from wrong, and that is the way every decision in life absolutely has to be made, as the Rama suggests here.